at work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came.
This moment, I'm so happy that we are all here today. I am feeling the joy of the Lord in my heart. I know that is an anointing walking around and walking over us. That is a grace that has been released today. I will pray that the grace that has been so released will be ours. And it will land us on the other side of our miracle in the name of Jesus. We thank God that the Lord always meets us and encounters us anytime we gather with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. We know that the Lord God Almighty who have brought us here today, He will bless us in the name of Jesus. and we shall be blessed indeed. People of God, you are welcome to the Fruitful Family Foundation with the banner, under the banner of Family Faith Clinic with Paul and Grace. This is Saturday. This is the day that we normally reach out to family in seminar, in prayers, in marital or marriage seminar. Everything that relates to family is today. And today we want to pray because the Lord gave us revelation of His word. And the moment the Lord gave revelation of His word, I will come on air. According to the bidding of the Lord upon us, we believe that God will deliver. He will deliver into our lives His miracles. He will deliver into our lives His wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for your life. Those of us that are here with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord for your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe today you are ready for the blessings of the Lord. Let us worship together for some minutes as we go into the presence of the Lord and the word of the Lord before we begin to pray. Hallelujah. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless us today in His wonderful presence in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name, be thy name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name. God be the glory, great is He has done. So loved be the world that He gave us His Son. That His life atoned for sins and opened the life's gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great is He has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great is He has done.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Father, through Jesus, the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has taught us. Great things He has done. And greater rejoicing through Jesus the Son. It's clearer and higher and greater will be. I wonder a transport when Jesus receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the heads hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus this glorious afternoon. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your kindness over our lives. We bless Your name, our God. Thank You, our King of glory. Thank You, our King of kings and Lord of lords. We praise You. We praise You, Father Gaia. We praise You. We worship You. We give glory and honor to Your name in the name of Jesus. Father, as we gather together in Your presence, we pray for Your grace. Let Your grace come down upon us. Come down in Your glory. Come down in Your power. Visit us, O Lord God Almighty, with a new dimension of Your mercy in the name of Jesus. With a new dimension of Your mercy, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray that, Lord, You will open our heaven this moment, and You cause the heaven to open our heads, so that, Lord God Almighty, through this program and this message, O Lord, we pray, Lord, You will be the Lord for us. You will be there for us. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Holy Spirit, all over to You. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for this program and for this outreach. We give glory to the Lord. God has been helping us in this program and in this podcast and this outreach. We bless the Lord for those of you that are downloading our messages. We thank God for about a year that we have started right now, close to a year or more, we have recorded, especially on Podbean. We started maybe about a year ago. Yes, hallelujah. About a year ago we started. I'm sorry for the miscalculation. It's over a year a bit now. But we thank God we have recorded a number of downloads to the tune of about 3,000 downloads. We are heading to 3,000 downloads right now, by the grace of the Lord. We thank God that weekly at least we have 100 downloads weekly, and we thank God for that. And daily we have the average of 20 to 25 downloads every day. Average, because there are times we have even 80 downloads in a day, and there are times we have 60, we have 30. Of course, we bless the Lord that those are the listeners to this program, and we thank God for your life. We are so encouraged by what the Lord is doing for us and how the Lord is working with us. Though we just started, we believe that we will grow more than this. Our listener will grow more than this as the time goes on. But we want to take this time to thank God for our downloads, for those of you that are downloading our messages. May the Lord continue to bless you. And as we have known that this outreach is basically for the family, and we reach out to the family. Everything about family is what the Lord has sent us to address. And we thank God for how the Lord has been helping us. Hallelujah. And one of the things that we don't want you to forget is that the Lord sent us to deliver the word. Just deliver the word. Get the word or receive the word, deliver it, and I will do my things. Which means that whatever it is that is happening in family, under the fire of the word of the Lord in this ministry and in this outreach, the Lord will melt them off like wax before the fire. The Lord will build what the enemy have shattered. The Lord will gather what the enemy have scattered. The Lord will uphold that which the enemy had made to fall. And I know that the Lord God Almighty will encourage souls. So as families, let us constantly listen to this message. And even if there is none of us that doesn't belong to a family, all of us belong to a family. And whatever that is happening in our family, this is what the Lord has called us to. And whatever our family needs, this is what the Lord has called us for. And we pray that the Lord has been helping us. Here is how we are reaching unto the world. There are ways that we will reach also unto the people of God physically. And thank God, our address still remains the same. Number 50, Iyaji Layout, Oyo, Nigeria. Number 50, Iyaji Layout, Oyo West, Nigeria. The Lord bless every one of us that are listening to us. Bless every name of the Lord. And our phone number still remains the same. +23480572144470. That is our hallelujah. That is our WhatsApp number, which you can reach us with. Hallelujah. And you can download our messages also on thefruitfulfamily.podbean.com. When you click on that, you can see all our details. If you scroll down, you see all the details about what we are saying. Hallelujah. The details about us. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Once again, thank you. Those of you that have been downloading our messages, we are so encouraged. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Today's message is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 2. And the title of this message is Take This Child. Take This Child. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word of the Lord before we begin to pray. We may not have take much time today, but the grace of the Lord, in the next 1 hour or so, we'll be ending this program. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to keep long in our messages. We have found out that when we listen also, not very many people will be able to take. Of course, the Lord didn't ask us to do that. In fact, the Lord is warning me right now. Yes, I'm sorry to say that. So we are following the Holy Ghost. So whatever the Holy Ghost dictates is what we do. Hallelujah. We may take the time that we may maintain the time that the Lord has been taking us with, and we will not want to stop divine actions. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. God be the glory for your life, every one of us. Hallelujah. Let us go to the word of the Lord. Amen. From verse 1 to through to 9 is what we want to read of Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. 4. And his sister stood afar off to wit what will be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to be a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" 8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to read also the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. Let's go there together. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. I read. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat on his seat by a part of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." Verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Hallelujah. The Lord has marked somebody here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. To be answered. Today, the title of this message says, "Take this child." We have read it in the book of Exodus chapter 2, from verses 1 through 9. We just read that now. Before we read that, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. Amen. Now, listen, people of the Lord. There are seasons when the Lord visits his people. After a long time of waiting and years of waiting. And I want to announce to you today that if you take this message as the Lord is sending it to you right from his throne, today is your day. And the Lord God Almighty, who is faithful, keeping his word, he will act on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been sent and we have been given the authority to declare the mind and the heart of the Lord unto his people. We bless the Lord that the Lord who sent us has been backing his word and has been backing us in the ministry. And we thank God today that the Lord will do the backing again in the name of Jesus. There are some people here today whose womb, whose life, and the womb of their lives will hear the voice of their maker. And that word will make, will bring life into those wombs today in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, the title of this message is Take This Child. We read this word in the book of, in verse 9. He said, Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Praise the Lord. And nursed it. Listen, I hear the voice of God in the voice of this Pharaoh's daughter. Unto the caretaker of the child, especially directly as you just read it, it was directed to the sister of Moses what is the name of his sister? Hallelujah. May the Lord forgive me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Miriam. Praise the Lord. The Lord helps in Jesus' name. So now, when the Lord visited the children of Israel, wanted to visit the children of Israel, of course, last week, maybe some week ago, we took a lesson also from this experience of the children of Israel that have been groaning in Egypt. And they were under servitude for more than 400 years until the Lord now visited them and sent Moses unto them. But before this time that the Lord sent Moses unto them, the story of Moses that was sent to them was what is before us today. And there are lessons to be drawn, and there are things that the Lord is helping us to know and to understand about his mind concerning what he has done in the life of Moses that he is still doing, and concerning what he has done in the life of the mother of Moses. Hallelujah. That is the wife of Amram. Praise the Lord. Amram was the father of Moses. Amen. And then Moses' mother also was the one around whom the story of today is revolving around. So, and what is the lesson here today? Let us begin to say this, that the voice of this woman, that is Pharaoh's daughter, I take it to be the voice of the Lord. God himself using her to speak directly his mind. Look at the way that Moses was born. He was born in the midst of chaotic situation. He was born in the midst of uncertainty. He was born in the midst of danger. He was born when there are troubles and the law that have been passed against male child in Egypt. The male child that is born of Hebrews. Hallelujah. We find that in the book of Exodus chapter 1, where the Lord, let us read it a bit so that we know where we are really going. Praise the Lord. And then, because of time, I will just speak a little out of the story because we can read it by ourselves also. The law was passed By the king, that the children of Israel, any Hebrew child that is born must be killed, especially if it is a male. Okay, let's move to verse 16. And he said, when ye do the office of midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwife, verse 17, that is chapter 1 of Exodus. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. God bless them. Thank God. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done these things? And have saved the men alive, the men children alive. Verse 19. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrews women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered. Before the midwives come in unto them. Verse 20. Therefore, God dealt with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. Verse 21. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Verse 22. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter shall ye save alive. Now listen. Now Moses was born in the midst of chaotic situation, the midst of uncertainty, but the Lord kept him. Because there is a glory, there is a destiny, there is a special assignment that the Lord have brought Moses to life for, and the Lord kept him. Remember, we said that the Lord raised unto the children of Israel. He wanted to raise to them a savior, and he has raised to them a savior in the person of Moses. But this is the story of how Moses was really born. And now, the Bible said, as we read it, that Pharaoh, the king, charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, he shall cast into the river, and every daughter he shall save alive. What does this imply? It means that every child that is born of Hebrew must die by drowning. Must die by what? By drowning them, dipping them into the water. Now, the same river, the same water that was to swallow Moses was what the Lord used to secure him. Hallelujah. The same river that was ordered by man for male children of the Hebrews to be destroyed, was the same that deliver Moses. Hallelujah. According to the divine counsel of the Lord. Now, the Bible said in verse 2 of chapter 2, he said, and the woman that is the woman that, the wife of Amram, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that was a hallelujah, who gave birth to Moses. Hallelujah. So, the Bible said, and when she saw him, that she was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. She saw that he was a goodly child. What did he see? This woman did not only see the beauty or the handsomeness of the child, but there is something in this child that told her that this child is good and is glorious than to be destroyed. This child have a destiny that must be nurtured and that must be kept and be hidden. This child is for a divine purpose. She got the eyes to see the child's glory. And that was why she walked to keep the glory of the child. by, amen. But the Bible said that by faith he did it. Amen. And let's read that in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23. Hebrews 11, 23. She did it by faith. She did it by faith. Nobody told her that the child would be kept alive. Nobody told her that the child would be saved and would be secured. But she believed in the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith kept Moses. And through the water that are swallowing the other, I want you to know that it was Moses only that was kept in that situation, because the order of the king was that every male child must be drowned inside the river. Every male child born by the Hebrew. Of course, the midwives have feared the Lord, and they have been keeping the male child that have been what? That have been born. But now, when Pharaoh found out that the male child had been kept alive against his order, he now ordered his men, his people, that every male child of the Hebrew that he found, just do what? Drown them inside the sea. Drown them inside the sea or inside the river. Praise ye the Lord. Now, but Moses was kept by the Lord through the hands of his mother. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read it from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that I just opened before me right now. And verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was, okay, let me just leave that now, because I'm still coming back to that. Hallelujah. Now, there is this glory in this child that must be kept. You see, God gave us a ministry to the parents to release children that are destined for a special assignment on earth here. It's a secret ministry that the Lord gave to us. It's a well-packaged ministry that the Lord gave to us. Like I told us, if you have been listening to our other messages, I have once told the story of how the Lord gave us this ministry of reaching out to men, to people that are looking for the fruit of the womb. And I thank you, and I thank the Lord that you have really listened. If you have not, you can just go and listen to one of the messages. Hallelujah. How the Lord sent us. I think I may look for the title of that particular message. In fact, I have mentioned it maybe in one or two or three of our messages. So now, the Lord gave us a package. The Lord personally gave me a package. I saw a package of a beautifully wrapped, shining box. What do I call it now? Like gift box. I held it in my hand, standing at my house door, hallelujah, and shouting with great shout, Barrett! And I shouted longer than I shouted it. And I saw a woman rushing to me, kneeling down, standing, running, leaning, because she was far away from where I was. Praise the Lord, from where I was standing. As he was coming, it was coming with serious eagerness to receive. And I held the package in the box in my hand. And on getting to me, she knelt down and I gave it to her. Said, go and meet Jesus. He gave it to me to give you. Yes, he will tell you how to use what is inside of the package. Hallelujah. And I opened my eyes in that revelation. What did I find? What the Lord said to me was that, the Lord opened my eyes to understand that there is this message. There is this ministry to the children, to the people that are looking for the fruit of the womb that have been delivered into our hands. And look, people of God, and when the Lord spoke to me further In fact, this person that we are bringing today, the Lord even spoke to me that the package that I was holding in my hands to the family or to the parent that are looking for the fruit of the womb may not be only for children. For anything that is in the womb of every one of us, be it physical womb, that we are nursing, that everything we are looking upon the Lord for, that we want the Lord to answer us for, the Lord even spoke to me as I'm preparing this message, that as many as we hear this message today, whatever is in their womb, whatever is in their hearts, whatever is in their mind, everything that the Lord, that they have been nursing in their hearts to receive from the Lord spoke to me that there shall be an answer today in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe, I want you to shout hallelujah, because I believe in the Lord and I thank God the Lord is going to do it in the name of Jesus. Let us just give a clap offering to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you, because you will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The Lord will do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. Because today is your day. Hallelujah. According to the goodness of the Lord, he will do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, look at it. The Lord meant it this way. When the Lord gave me that child, that word, take this child. Amen. This was taken according to how we read it in the book of Exodus chapter 2, verse 9. He said, and the Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. Immediately I was studying this scripture, I was not hearing the voice of this woman. I was hearing in my heart the voice of God directed to people that are expecting, to parents that are expecting, to individual that is expecting a miracle before the Lord, most especially to those people that are looking for the fruit of the womb and have been praying and have been waiting on the Lord. The Lord said, there is a child meant for your womb. There is a miracle meant for your life. There is a child meant for your destiny. And this child is a glorious child that is coming your way. And that is the reason why the Lord has been delaying until this day, that is going to visit you. And I pray the Lord that the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Yes, you see, now, according to what the Lord just said to us, and if you can just take it as the word of the Lord saying, take this child away. If it is the Lord that is saying this to you, it means that the Lord has kept a miracle for you, the miracle of that child, the miracle of that blessings that you have been praying about, the Lord for, the Lord is here today according to his divine promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, whenever the Lord wants to give out a blessing, he gives the blessing to those, number one, to those who have been prepared, to those who are serious-minded, to those who also think along with God, that God himself wants to give them the child in order for them to receive as a kind of ministry, a kind of duty from the Lord. Because as the Lord wanted to act this time, he wanted to act upon the fact that he too has a need. He has a need. Like God had a need at the time that Moses was born. And he had a need to deliver the children of Israel. So Moses was born at the chaotic time, at the time that was uncertain, that the time when it was dangerous for a child to be born, a child like him to be born. But because the Lord had a program, because the Lord had a destiny, he has a project in mind, and he brought this child to be. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, we are not even told that the parents of Moses were praying for children, but because the child was needed by God. The child was a child of destiny. And there are a lot of children of destiny in God's own kingdom, in God's own kitty, in God's own storehouse, that he has delivered us, and he has delivered into our ministry to be delivered into the hand of, or to the womb of those people that are being, that are qualified enough. Hallelujah. And I know the qualification of it is that you just listen to this message. The moment you are hearing this message, you're already been qualified. So to receive that child, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to us according to the ministry has given to us to meet those people that are so that are in such situation that are looking for the fruit of the womb. Hallelujah. There were time, not one day, that I used to see that children are anywhere I'm going, children are lined up behind me, and they were following me. There were times when I saw this in vision that I went to have a kind of what we call children reaching out to the children. Hallelujah. Because of that, of course, I just fulfilled all, I did that to fulfill all righteousness. Because I know that the many of those children that are lining up following me were meant for some people to be delivered into. And the Lord spoke to me. He has done it before. Where in the past years, there are families that the Lord calls us to encounter in the ministry, and that have been delayed from having children for many years. But when we were encountered, they encountered the Lord also, and the Lord delivered their children unto them. And some of them have been carrying their children right now. In fact, some of them have been carrying two children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I mean, not one, not two. And the Lord has been doing it. There was a time the Lord spoke to me and said that these children that I saw being lined up behind me and following me about their children of destiny that the Lord wants to release to families. Yes. If you can believe in it, I want to announce to you, take this child now. It's yours. In the name of Jesus. Your womb will hear the voice of the Son of God. In the name of Jesus. And your womb will receive life of God to carry the child. In the name of Jesus. There is nothing that will stop this. Because the Lord meant you and he has you in mind before he bring this message. And it is you in particular that the Lord is having in mind. Hallelujah. Take this child. Take this child. Hallelujah. There are a lot of other revelations that I've seen. I've seen myself also in several occasions doing midwifery. And I'm not a nurse, neither did I know anything about. But I saw myself in the realm of God's power delivering woman. I mean, some women, not one time, not one, two time, from bear their child. Praise the Lord. From delivering them from their pregnancy. And I know, according to this ministry that the Lord has given to us, and if the Lord can open this message unto us again in this word of the Lord, having told us earlier that the Lord have sent us that whenever we just minister the word, it will do its own thing. That is what I am doing now, fulfilling my own part so that the Lord will fulfill his own part in your life. And I know God will not fail you because he has not been a failing God. Hallelujah. Take this child away, said the Pharaoh's daughter unto her, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wage. God has a need, but he wants to give that child or that, child unto the one that will keep the child, because they are children of destiny and the Lord is releasing them right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree. I declare right now, I release your child for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release your child for you right now. From the house of the Lord, from the store of the Lord, where children of destiny are kept, even children like Moses. In the name of Jesus, receive yours right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the Lord will open his store where he is keeping the children that he has sent us with to be delivered into the hands of the owner. I pray, let your womb hear the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, be you a male or female, you have womb. That child must travel through and get to this planet Earth. I decree that in the name of Jesus, I connect your womb even to the throne of God. And I deliver into your womb that child in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of the Lamb according to the word of the Lord. Take this child. Take this child. Take this child away with you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to your womb. Let your womb receive the babe right now. Let your womb receive the child of destiny right now. Let your womb receive that star child. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I declare that every closed womb I open here and now. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that that womb will collect this child right now. Let that womb of yours take this child. In the name of Jesus. I even take these children. In the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that closed womb is opened right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blari nakota zandra namayaba. I don't want to know any power or any situation that you are in right now, any barrier that the enemy have been operating with. In the name of Jesus in your life, I declare no more barrier. In the name of Jesus, I declare to your womb, Ephrata, in the name of Jesus, womb, open and receive the visitation of this child in the name of Jesus, and let this child enter into your womb right now, into your home right now, into your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is someone listening to me right now. It is your time to rejoice. It is your time to be happy. The Lord is speaking to me right now that what will connect you with that child is just to sing songs of praise on your own and holding your womb. Yes, with that hand as you sing that song. In the name of Jesus, you can do it anytime, even beginning from here. In the name of Jesus, and I decree as you are singing that song, your womb will sing along with you. In the name of Jesus, your womb will sing along with you. In the name of Jesus, and your womb will sing music of children. Once again, in the name of Jesus, I declare as you are singing that song in your mouth, your womb will sing along in the name of Jesus. There shall be delivery of a child in the name of Jesus after this 9 months into your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that is the situation that has been stopping you from having your child, having your babe, right now, I declare and I decree breakthrough in Jesus' name. And break forth in the name of Jesus Christ. You are breaking through today. You are breaking through right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every barriers are removed here and now by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, yes, begin to receive, begin to receive, begin to receive, begin. You can begin to sing that song right now. Any song that comes into your mouth, yes, sing a song from your heart, holding your womb right away right now. And as you are singing, I pray that your womb will begin to sing with you. In the name of Jesus, the life of the Lord will enter into your womb right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Roma Kadili Atosovromanda Geli Katosovromanda Geli Katayaba. I bring you to the throne of the Lord right now under the fire of this message in the name of Jesus. Everything that is a barrier unto your child bearing, in the name of Jesus, they are removed here right now. In the name of Jesus. Is your own vibrant? In the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord has done it before. Even the one that is carrying two children, that family that is carrying two children, they are having the barrier of vibrant. But do you know what? The Lord just kicked the vibrant away onto one side and the child came. Hallelujah. It was thereafter. Even after then, they have another children. And they have another child right now. Yes. Which means that barrier of fibroid is not the barrier of the Lord, because the Lord is breaking through and breaking forth. Now, I know the Lord has removed that barrier right now in your life. You are having that child in the name of Jesus. I decree under the fire of this grace that is upon me and this calling upon me in the name of Jesus. And this calling upon us together, I and my sister here, we declare that in the name of Jesus, the door is open for you right now. The child is entering to your womb right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. Your faith is working for you right now. You have the faith that the day is your day. In the name of Jesus. Even if you have low sperm counts, I decree in the name of Jesus, I pray the blood of Jesus will count in your spermatozoa. In the name of Jesus, I pray the blood of Jesus will count in the spermatozoa of your husband. In the name of Jesus, I declare that in the name of Jesus, that your womb that will carry the child, even the sperm that will be released to nurture the egg of your wife, I speak to that sperm right now. In the name of Jesus, let your sperm count the blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Jesus Christ could be born without the help of any male, yes, your miracle is cheap. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Barina Kasangalaba. Yes, the life of Jesus Christ is entering into your sperm right now. In the name of Jesus, the life of the Lord is entering to your sperm right now. In the name of Jesus, and the glory of the Lord is resting upon your head. In the name of Jesus, to deliver that child. In the name of Jesus, as you are singing that song, sing that song, and I declare that you are singing, your womb will sing along with you. In the name of Jesus, and every enemies that are there as the barrier, they are gone forever. In the name of Jesus, Ramoli Katazandra Batoli Kasandayaba. Take this child. Take this child. The Lord said, take this child. I see the voice of the Lord in the voice of this Pharaoh's daughter. Take this child away. In the name of Jesus. And I thank God for one thing. Look at it. Look at it in that scripture. When the woman took the child and nursed it. Who is that woman? It was the same mother of Moses that took the child. Hallelujah. Because Moses' sister went to call the mother of Moses. And it was this same mother of Moses that took care of his own child. Meaning that there is no any miscarriage for you anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will bear the child and you will nurse the child. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will bear the child and you will nurse the child. The mother of Moses did something wonderful. What did she do? She went and prepared the child and prepared a car, a destiny car for the child. A destiny canoe for the child. And the child, Moses, was kept inside of that destiny canoe in the name of Jesus. And he pushed the canoe that contained only the child, and push it into the water, and through the water and the river was taking the child, carried the child even to the place where he will be taken care of, where the Lord has prepared the throne, that the Lord has prepared. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, that child that is coming your way, in the name of Jesus, he will land into the hand of the Lord, and the Lord will push him even into the destiny that he has prepared him for, God has prepared her for, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I decree in the name of Jesus, when you bear the child, that child will be driven by the Lord himself into the destiny that he belongs, in the name of Jesus. And the destiny that the child belongs to, in the name of Jesus. And I decree that in Jesus' name, you will not miscarry. You will not miscarry, in the name of Jesus. You will carry this child, you will bear this child, and you will nurse this child by yourself, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We remove every barriers of miscarriage in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody that is suffering miscarriages? From today, no more, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the King of Kings, even the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will roar against the enemy that causes miscarriage in your life. Be it us, what they call spirit husband or spirit wife, or any demon that are not named, that have been causing you to suffer miscarriages. We declare, let the power of the Lord arrest that demon right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that demon be arrested and be destroyed, and the power be broken over your life. And let the covenant of that demon be broken over your life, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus. Today is your day. Today is your day. This is your hour. This is your time. Hallelujah. And I pray in the name of Jesus, as this word of God is coming out and this prayer is going on, I pray that shall be a miracle for you. In the name of Jesus, you will have that child right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand one thing. The Lord that is giving you this child is committing you unto a ministry, and is committing ministry into your hand. Will you do it? Will you do it? Hallelujah. Will you do it? Yeah. Listen, in this scripture, that is verse 9 of Exodus chapter 2. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And verse 10, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. Hallelujah. Moses. This is Egyptian language. Moses. Mo here means river. Hallelujah. Or water. In Egypt, Mo means water. Go and check it well. You find it so. Hallelujah. And uses. Because the correct pronunciation should be Moses. Moses. Hallelujah. Somebody uses. Uses of the, there is somebody that is drawn from the water. Mo water. Uses. Somebody drawn from the water. Go and check the Egyptian language. And even you can Google it, you find it so. Hallelujah. So, meaning that Moses was drawn out of the water because he was a child of destiny, and he was drawn out of the water in order to draw the children of Israel out of bondage. He was drawn out in order to draw order out of servitude. Now, the child that is coming your way is a minister of the Lord. He has a ministry to fulfill. Yes, the Lord is bringing that child into this world through you as a ministry. Listen to the mother, to what did the mother of Moses did here. And the Bible said that she brought back the child unto the daughter of Pharaoh, and she gave him the name Moses. When she was giving this name unto Moses, she never knew the reason why she was giving that Moses as name to Moses. But the name inside the name of Moses was a destiny being hidden, and that must be fulfilled. You see, the child that is coming your way is such a child that is coming to fulfill a divine agenda on earth here. And I want you to pray to the Lord. Lord, anoint me in the name of Jesus and qualify me by your grace to bear that child and to bring that child to the world, so that that child through me and my ministry will fulfill divine agenda. You see, if those of us that are looking for the fruit of the womb could be praying that way and could be asking the Lord about what you need. I used to tell some people, that are looking for the womb, but the fruit of the womb, I said, tell the Lord. I said, Lord, I have prepared my womb to carry a destiny child that will be, we serve your divine purpose on earth here. Lord, I am bringing my womb unto you. Let my womb carry that child, that destiny child. Let my womb carry them. And the Lord has been answering that prayer. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Like I used to tell the youths also, our youth, that when you are praying, pray that the Lord will give you, you want to marry Jesus in a man and in a woman. Yes. And the Lord will present himself unto you in a man and a woman. Also, if you are looking for that child and you are making a covenant with the Lord today and say, Lord, you, as from today, I prepare my womb for you to carry that child that will fulfill divine agenda of yours or not here. Lord, anoint my womb to carry that child. And I know God will not fail. Are you praying that prayer right now? Just continue to pray that prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bring my womb unto you. Oh Lord, let this my womb carry that destined child that you want to bring to this world, that you want to use to fulfill divine agenda. Here am I, Lord. Here is me, the wife. Here is my husband. Here is me, I, the man, the husband. Here is my wife with me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we agree together. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Mali Kato Sobrobanayara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. And that's the reason why when Moses' mother brought Moses unto him, he was given the name Moses. Moses, because Moses was a man of man of destiny. If you have been delayed this long, if you have been delayed to today, today is your day that the Lord is answering your prayers. But the Lord wants you to come into covenant with him and into contract with him. Yes, and then it is you that will that must promise the Lord to fulfill your own part of the contract. What is that? Your part that must fulfill. Then pray to the Lord that Lord, I will nurture this child in your way, and I will pray for this child throughout the gestation period. I want you to pray that the Lord God Almighty will help you, the Holy Ghost will help you to stand by your word. In the name of Jesus. Yes, your womb will carry that child. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Mayu. In the name of Jesus. Your womb will carry that child. He's already carrying the child. Just believe it. Just continue to praise the Lord and thank the Lord that the Lord has answered you. Hallelujah. I can see your message here, and I pray along with you, and I receive for you that child. In the name of Jesus. Meli Kratosovro Badayala. Hallelujah. Amen. in the name of Jesus. Like Moses fulfilled divine agenda, your baby, your children that will come from your womb shall fulfill divine agenda in the name of Jesus. Yes, your womb is anointed today. Your womb is anointed today. Even your head is anointed in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that in the name of Jesus, every barriers are gone forever and they are removed permanently in your life in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is strong enough and is faithful enough to do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for your life. You have received it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. To God be the glory for your life. Because the Lord have done it, I want you to shout hallelujah, the shout of joy to the Lord.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Let's clap to the Lord. Let's clap to the Lord. Let's clap to the Lord because the Lord has done it. Hallelujah. He has done it. He has done it. He has done it. He has done it. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He has done it. And we continue to do it. Yes. And to everyone of us that so believe, it is done. It is done. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Now let's proceed. As we are going, rounding up systematically, because I believe the Lord have done justice to what they wanted to do in this program today. He has met somebody here that he wants to meet to give that child to. Hallelujah. Because when I was coming to this program, and when I knew that the Lord is about to give to the chief, to people that are looking for the children, fruit of the womb, I prayed that the Lord, bring those ones that have prepared their womb to receive the child that you are giving them. And I thank God because I have had somebody here. Mayu, this is your name. God bless you. You enter the studio, you have received your child. In the name of Jesus, you will give that testimony in the next 9 months, we shall rejoice with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is he that fulfilled the word of his servant, that established the counsel of his messenger. He will fulfill it in the name of Jesus. And the Lord God Almighty will give you joy in your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And every one of us that we still download this message and listen to this message, I declare that you will have your miracle child in the name of Jesus, even this very year. As you listen to this message, the Lord is saying, take this child. I told you, the Lord lined up children behind me. I saw them, and I still didn't see the end. Hallelujah. I pray your children is among them. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are receiving them right now in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, there are people here that are nursing something in their hearts and in their womb, in the womb of their hearts, they are expecting a miracle. I prayed to the Lord also while I was coming to this message, to this studio today, that the Lord also will answer everyone that is nursing a kind of miracle in their hearts. Hallelujah. I don't know the kind of miracle you are nursing in your heart to receive from the Lord. Take it as a child. He said, take this child. You see, that child of yours may not be the fruit of the womb. Yes, it may be the fruit of your heart, the fruit of your prayer, what you want the Lord to do for you. I declare unto you also, take this child. But when you have taken this child that the Lord is giving you as miracle in your ministry, your business, yes, will you dedicate that child to the Lord? Will that child answer for the work of the Lord? Will that thing that the Lord is going to give to you, will it be given unto the Lord back? Hallelujah. If you can promise the Lord, here and now, you are receiving that miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare your life is receiving that miracle right now in the name of Jesus. I'm having joy in my heart right now that the Lord is answering somebody here today in the name of Jesus. The Lord is asking somebody here right now. Hallelujah. The miracle is yours here and now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The heart of your life, or the womb of your heart rather, is carrying that miracle, receiving that miracle right now in the name of Jesus. I decree for your life that miracle is yours here right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just continue to pray. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for this miracle in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this miracle. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. In the name of Jesus. It is mine. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. Yes, it's mine. I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive that miracle as that child that you are giving unto me. In the name of Jesus. Look, anybody that bear a child, people rejoices with him or her. People rejoices with the family, and there is gathering of feasts, and there will be feasting when a child is born. I pray that there is going to be a feasting in your life concerning you. In the name of Jesus, the heaven they are creating a feast for your life. In the name of Jesus, and I pray that feast, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will take you through that feast. And you are going to rejoice. People will rejoice with you. Yes, your friends will be gathered. Yes, there will be solemn assembly for your miracles that is coming your way, and the gathering for feast. In the name of Jesus, there shall be feast in your life. There shall be feasting in your life. In the name of Jesus, because the Lord has programmed today to begin your feasting days, your feast days, rather. And I pray that the Lord Almighty, the creator of that feast, in the name of Jesus, he will be there, and he will gather people around you that will rejoice with you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take this, your miracle, in the name of Jesus. Take it, take it, take it. Take it from the hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is faithful to give it to you. Is there anything you are not seeing in your heart before this time? To receive from the Lord, receive that miracle right now. Receive that miracle right now. Receive it as a child. Receive it as a child of a womb, of the womb, of the womb of your heart. Receive it as the fruit of the womb of your heart. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is giving it to you right now. And I pray that any barriers that have been removed, in the name of Jesus, you no more mention them anymore. In the name of Jesus, all those barriers that have been before shall never be anymore. In the name of Jesus, because the Lord himself is the one that is giving you this miracle. In the name of Jesus, yes, is this for your business? Your own child may be that child, that business that you want to grow. Yes, yes, yes. Even that ministry that you want to grow. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, receive that miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Li katosa brana kateli kazanda ilia. Lembro ni katosovro bada iligaya. Leke katosovro managara. Take this child. Take this child. There is not much today to say again today than what we are saying. The Lord wants us to continue to repeat this. Even if you can repeat it often and often until we end this prayer and this program very soon right now, it will continue to be. And the voice that is speaking here right now will not stop until you receive that child, until you receive that miracle. In the name of Jesus, we may end this program anytime from now, but the voice that is speaking is being sent into the air, into the realm of God's power, and it will be continuing to echo and echo and echo until you receive your miracle, until you receive your child back. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will not stop echoing this message in the heavenlies, in the air, concerning you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commit that this voice of the Lord that is coming your way right now will continue to echo, and your womb will carry the message, and your life will carry the message, and there shall be fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. You will produce, your womb will produce, the womb of your womb will produce, and the womb of your heart will produce, in the name of Jesus. and you will have the miracle in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus sanction it. The blood of the Lamb sanction it. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sanction it. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sanction your miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 If you are with your wife there or with your husband, hold yourself together. Hold your hand together right now and begin to declare and decree. Say, husband, begin to say, I, the husband, I bring my body unto you. I, the wife, I bring my womb unto you. Yes, anoint you to receive that promising child. That child that is that from those from the storehouse where you keep the destined children to be released to this world. I bring my womb. I bring my body to collect that children right now. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord is doing it. This is the voice and the message that that will be echoing until you receive your miracle, until you receive that child back. In the name of Jesus. As you pray that prayer and as you sing, and I pray as you sing and worship the Lord in the presence of the Lord. You see, don't ask for anything anymore. This is what the Lord is asking me to tell you. Don't ask for anything anymore as a beg and using this beggarly attitude that you used to use before, but begin to worship and praise the Lord, holding your womb in the name of Jesus. And for you that needed a miracle, go and buy an emblem of the miracle that you needed. Yes. Hallelujah. Go and buy an emblem of the miracle that you needed. For you that is looking for a child, you know what to buy. Yes. Hallelujah. Just buy it. Whenever you are praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord, let it be in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Holding your womb in your hand. Holding your womb with your hand also. I'm praying that prayer. Say, Lord, I bring my womb unto you. In the name of Jesus, I bring myself unto you. This miracle that you want to give it to me, it shall produce for you. It shall produce for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Anna prayed that prayer, and the Lord answered her. He will answer you. Anna prayed that prayer. Her heart was only moving because it was her heart that was really moving. At that time, her mouth only was supporting the heart that was moving. Yes, it was her heart moved and her mouth supported. And that was why she was not shouting, because it was her heart that was shouting, that was praying. And the Lord answered her. That is the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. Yes, from verse 9. The woman prayed unto the Lord with her heart. If you can let your heart touch the Lord also, He will answer you. Yes, after these prayers, after this episode that we are closing anytime from now, which we still continue to echo after we end it, concerning your life until you receive your miracle. Yes, yes, continue to listen to this message and continue to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord will answer you. He has sent us your way. And we pray that the Lord God Almighty that deliver, that sent us, will deliver in the name of Jesus. And will give us the testimony of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anna prayed unto the Lord and said, and vowed a vow, you will vow also before the Lord. If you give me this child, if you give him this miracle that I'm expecting, Lord, I will return it unto you. It shall be yours. It shall be yours. I will use it to serve you and to worship you. This my child will worship you all the days of his life. This my child will worship you all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barriers are broken in my life. As you are praising, continue to speak also positive words. And I know the Lord God Almighty will register what you are saying in heaven. And there shall going to be miracles for your life in the name of Jesus. Like when we started this prayer, we have connected you to the throne of the grace of the Lord, where the Lord answers prayer from. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will not, the power that connects you will not break you. No power will break you from where you are connected to receive your miracle. Hallelujah. because the Lord has prepared the throne of grace for you to receive your miracle from, and I know the Lord is delivering it into your hand right now and into your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he will cause you to sing a new song in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause you to sing a new song. Yes, you will sing a new song. A new song that the Lord will put into your mouth. And your womb will speak also. I will sing also continually in the name of Jesus. Through your miracles, others around you that are expecting your miracle, such miracle will receive in the name of Jesus. I mean, through your miracles, others will be visited in the name of Jesus. Yes, because the Lord is doing it in your life, he will open doors for others as he's opening the same for you in the name of Jesus. So we are connecting you to others around you that are expecting the same miracle that you're expecting in the name of Jesus. As you receive yours, others will follow in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So we are anointing you and connecting you even from this throne of miracle that you have connected with, that you are connected with right now. We are connecting you and sending you to others that are expecting the same miracle in the name of Jesus. Through you, others will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for what he has done today. I want to say, Lord, I thank you for what I've done in my life. Are you thanking the Lord? Yes, let's thank the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. The Lord is good. He has done it in our lives. He has wrought the miracles in our life. Take this child. Take this miracle. Take this blessing. Take this breakthrough. It's yours. It's yours. You are qualified enough because the grace of the Lord has qualified you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for your life. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the one that established the word of your servants, that established the counsel of your messengers. Oh, Lord, we pray, and I pray that in the name of Jesus, you establish this message today. And you will convert this message to the miracles that your children need. In the name of Jesus, let this message, oh God, be converted to the miracles that your people need in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord God Almighty, each of us that listen to this message, any barrenness that is in our lives, let it be gone in the name of Jesus. Any miscarriages in any form, let it come to an end in the name of Jesus. Any failure and disappointment anywhere, let it come to an end abruptly in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of your word destroy every barriers and remove every barriers in the life of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God Almighty, let there be a testimony. Not only one testimony, let there be testimonies. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, in your throne of grace that we have right now, we pray that, Lord God Almighty, the blessing that we have received from today in this throne of grace, O Lord, It shall be kept for other miracles to follow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. As you have received it, oh God, let it continue and let your name be praised forever in our lives. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For those of you that have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you see, without Jesus in your life, there is no life. It's only when Christ is in you that you have life in you. It's only when Christ is invited into your life, that you are inviting blessings of life. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me." Except by me. He is your way. Your way to go through life, Jesus Christ is your way. Your way to win in life, Jesus Christ said, He is your way. He said He is your truth. He's presenting Himself as the truth to your life, that every errors of your life might be gone. He will be the truth against every liars of the enemy and everything that is in your life that has been proven are negative. He will be the truth there for you. And you will find Him to be true if you receive Him in your life. He said also, He is the life, is your life. Your life on earth here, and that will sustain you to live with Him, to live with Him above. Because it's only when you have His life here on earth, the same life of His that you so receive, it is the same that will translate you to the life eternal. Because the Lord has prepared life eternal, that is eternal life, for everyone that believes and that have Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. If you can confess Him as your Savior and your Lord, you will experience His life. Jesus Christ is more than a prophet. Jesus Christ is more than more than anything you can call Him on earth here. He is your Lord. He is the Lord of the whole earth. He is Emmanuel, the Lord with us, God with us. He is God Himself that has come to become man in order to save you. Yes, God the Father sent Him to be thus. He is the Word of God that became flesh, that became human. He is the Word of God, the living God, that God inspired into Mary and became a soul in the womb of Mary. And that is the same Jesus Christ who was born to save mankind, who was born to deliver us from the clutches of sin and death and even Satan. The Lord has delivered us, and we are announcing to you, come unto Him. We are calling unto you, come unto Him. He will save you. He will deliver you. Make today your day of salvation, and the Lord will save you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Say, Jesus, I thank you that you died for me on the cross of Calvary. Jesus, I believe that it is for me that you died, as a sinner that I am. As a sinner, I repent of all my sins, and I pray that, Lord Jesus, by your grace that you offered me on the cross of Calvary through your death, save me today. Save me today. Deliver me today from the works of sin. Deliver me today from servitude under the devil. Deliver me today. Save my life. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God Almighty, come and have your dwelling in me through your Spirit power. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. As from today, keep me going, keep me moving in you and with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. As for you that have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I congratulate you. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will uphold you. Just look for a Bible-believing church to attend, where you will learn the Word of God, attend the program and the services, and the Lord will bless you. And always live your day and live your life as if Jesus Christ will return that day. Please live your life exclusively for Jesus Christ and to please God, his Father, always in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for every one of us that have been with us in this message throughout today. We bless the Lord for your life. Thank God for every one of us that have joined us. Yes. Thank God for Mayu. Yes. God bless you. You stayed up through the program. Then Evans Pintu. Hallelujah. Maxi. And yes. Hallelujah. These are the people we have in the studio today. The Lord bless all of you. Yes. Okay. Gladstone. Yes. God bless you. James Baird. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Ida Kusu. Yes. God bless all of you. Then us. And that is the name that we have here. May the Lord bless all of you that joined us in the studio. The Lord be with you. God bless you. Thank God for your life. We are happy that we have you today. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen.